Hola mi gente, my name is Jessica Yáñez and I want you to join me for some Wine and Chisme. The Wine and Chisme podcast was created to amplify voices across communities of color, all while drinking a glass of wine. From wine talk, interviews, and recaps of all things pop culture, join me every Wednesday for the Chisme. Please make sure to check out the Wine and Chisme podcast and other amazing podcasts as part of the Latina Podcasters Network.
Hey girls, so we are still on the No Más Tóxica podcast series. We've got a couple more episodes left, about two to be exact. And this series is really something that I just felt we needed to talk about, being a tóxica. What does it mean? Why did it become so cool to call yourself a tóxica? When you look at it deeper, what you're saying is that you're not healed. What you're doing is really glorifying toxic traits. You're giving yourself permission to vomit your toxic traits over everyone. And so being a tóxica is not something to be proud of. This podcast is so geared towards healing and growth. And when you hear tóxica, when it's running around like this loud label, I believe that it's almost a slap in the face for every woman that has had to crawl her way to healing. And if you have had to do some healing, you know how hard it is. And you know how hard it is to not go back to that place where you were wounded, right? And so this series wasn't necessarily to attack people, to judge people, right? Because we're all still healing. We're still evolving. We're still growing, right? No one has arrived to who they are. But it was more than anything a series to really just talk about the obvious, right? I'm that person that's like, hey, can we address the elephant in the room, right? And, you know, after prayer and after just God prompting me, that's why I did this series. So I think that it has been something that has been needed, right? It's something that we need to talk about as mature, healed women. So make sure you share this series and this episode with your amigas. It's important. I also wanted to ask if you could do me a favor. I am that person that does not like to ask for favors, but there is a backup account on Instagram for the Fearless Mujer podcast. The handle is at Fearless Mujer. My Instagram account has been restricted. So I should say the main Instagram account for the podcast, because it's not my personal account. It's been 3 years of organically growing that account, 2.5 years to be exact. And, you know, there's a lot of community on there. So if you could do me a favor, please go give a follow to the backup account at Fearless Mujer. I really don't know what's going on. I don't know when it's going to be unrestricted. You can still DM the Fearless Mujer podcast. But please go give the backup account a follow. Share it in your stories. And I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. God bless you. Amiga, welcome to season 6 of the Fearless Mujer podcast. Yeah, girl, I've been here for a minute. I'm Micaela, author, speaker, Latina life and podcast coach, and the founder of Fearless Mujer. Girl, for many years, life knocked me down so much that I feared I would never be the woman I was meant to be. But as God's daughter, I know that I'm not meant to live in fear. So when I speak about being fearless, I'm not talking about not being afraid. I'm talking about fearing less on this beautiful life journey that can sometimes feel messy. But the most valuable thing I've learned on my life journey is that sometimes your setback is a stepping stone to something greater. Because sometimes what is meant to destroy you becomes what prepares you to lead and empower those around you. And girl, I'm a living testimony. You can read part of my story in my book, Dear Fearless Mujer, You Were Created for More. So mujer, come join me for real, raw, and honest conversations with authentic women who will lift you up, encourage you, and will keep it real with you, because we don't sugarcoat anything over here. Girl, this isn't your ordinary podcast. The Fearless Mujer is a sisterhood, and you have a seat at this table. So amiga, grab your cafecito and come be part of conversations that truly matter. Together, we are unstoppable. Hey, girl. So we're still on the No Más Tóxica podcast series. And today we're going to talk about overthinking. And I'm going to try to make this a shorter episode because I really want to give you time to process, right? I think a lot of times with long episodes, there's so much said, so much information. But here's what I want to say. If you're an overthinker, you know the struggle, right? You know how hard it is, how the thoughts start racing and spiraling. And before you know it, maybe there's anxiety happening. Maybe you're overthinking so much that you can't even sleep, right? So overthinking, it is a serious thing. It is something that we can joke about and say, yes, I'm an overthinker, right? Whatever, right? There's jokes about it. You see them all the time. And so here's the thing, though. There's a fine line with like thinking about something and kind of trying to make a good decision. So you're reflecting on it. You're thinking deeply about it. You're really trying to use wisdom, right, when it comes to that, depending on what it is you're thinking about, right? But then there's another thing when it comes to overthinking where your thoughts can become toxic really quick and you don't even realize it. And the thing is that oftentimes we don't take time to really pay attention to our thoughts. We don't take the time to really look at what it is that we're thinking or even self-reflect and say, wait a minute, how did I get to this place where I'm suddenly having this anxiety? So why is overthinking even on this No Más Tóxica series? Because we're talking about, you know, toxicity and we're talking about toxic traits, right? What is, if you haven't heard the beginning of the series, right? One of the things that I talked about was how, you know, being a tóxica is the opposite of being a healed woman. And for any mujer who has had to crawl her way into healing, what do I mean by that? I mean that when you go through very devastating things, when you go through very hard and painful things, sometimes it feels that you've had to crawl your way into healing. Because when you're going through something painful, right, it feels like you don't even have oxygen, right? And the moment that you begin to heal, it's almost like you've put on this oxygen mask, right? Where now you have oxygen directly flowing into your nostrils, into your mouth, right? That's how I describe healing, right? When you've gone through pain and now you've been able to heal or walk through a healing journey. So why overthinking is on this series is because when you've had a toxic pattern, right, your toxic way of thinking, and you don't even realize that, that's when those toxic traits kind of come out when it comes to your thinking, okay? So toxic thoughts are real. And a lot of times, this is why we as women, we will have believed a lie that says this is just who I am. And the people laughing at me displaying my toxic traits, right? I'm just speaking in general. The people laughing are actually reinforcing that it's okay for me to act like this. So you got to be real careful who you're surrounding yourself with. Now, if you listen to last week's episode, I had my girl, Monica on the podcast, and we were talking about the way that we kind of struggled with, I guess, being toxic, right? And so Monica talked about how when she's been around certain people, she'll act a little bit, you know, different. And it's not that she's being different, it's just that who you're around, who you're surrounding yourself with, will influence you as a person. And right, it's like the saying that we all heard as Latina girls, right? My grandma used to always say, dime con quién andas y te diré quién eres. Tell me who you're with. Tell me who you're hanging out with. And I'm going to tell you who you are. And girl, that is facts. Those are facts. That is truth. So here's the thing about overthinking, right? We all struggle with it. But if this is a problem for you, then this is the episode for you. And so this is why I'm going to try to make it shorter, because I really want to get to the juiciness of what I'm going to tell you. Okay. And let me say this. Okay. Girl, I'm not perfect. I haven't arrived fully to who God called me to be, right? But I have lived through a lot, right? Through my professional training as a life coach, right? But I've lived through a lot where I've overcome so much that it may sound like for me, it's easy to say that. But let me tell you, I promise you, girl, that at some point in my life, I had to do the work, the hard, painful work. One of my clients asked me yesterday, I'm going to paraphrase, but she said, how did you know what your purpose was? Like, I know my purpose is to help other women heal. I know my purpose is to address things that sometimes are triggering, and I don't mean to trigger anyone, right? I don't mean to do that, but my purpose is to help others heal because I've learned how to overcome. I've learned how to heal. I know that no matter what I go through, I am going to overcome. A lot of that is because of my faith, right? I live my faith out loud. And so I said to her, well, I'm going to give you the answer. And that is that I found my purpose through pain. And that's why I'm so like big on, you know, your pain has a purpose, because it absolutely does if you allow it, right? If you stay stuck, then it's really not going to serve a purpose. So here's the thing, okay, about overthinking, is that when you're overthinking, you are now having thoughts, certain thoughts that may be negative. And with a thought, as you overthink, as you think about, oh, well, what about this? Well, what if this? Well, what if this? Well, what if this, right? That's the constant question of an overthinker. As you do that, you kind of create these scenarios in your head like, oh, well, if I do this, this might happen. Oh, but if I do that, that might happen. Oh, but if I make that decision, that might happen. And when you have created this scenario, you're now creating mini stories. And depending on the story that you believe in the moment of whatever thought it is that you had about the scenario or the situation, you have now agreed with a story. You have now believed a story that you told yourself that quite honestly may not even be happening. Okay. And here's the thing. The thing is that whenever you are overthinking, oftentimes it can happen due to a trigger. Okay. Like maybe something happened in the past, and in that moment, something's kind of looking similar, and now you're triggered, right? Because what is a trigger? A trigger happens in your brain because there's something said or something happening that your brain is like, oh, this is like last time. And now all of a sudden, your brain has led you to believe that this is true. But in reality, your brain cannot tell what's false and what's real. It's only thinking whatever you're telling it. So you actually have the power to control those thoughts. Okay. So here's the thing. Now, what happens is when you're having a negative thought, and now you've created many stories, little stories for that thought, you now have created a toxic narrative in your head. Okay. You've created a story. And if it's negative, oftentimes it's toxic, and that's why the overthinking is excessive to the point that your thoughts are spiraling out of control. A lot of people don't want to talk about this, right? But this is a struggle. It really, really is. And so what does a narrative even mean? It is a spoken or written account of connected events, a story. That's what it is, a narrative. So when you're overthinking excessively to the point that you're triggered and you have anxiety, it is because you have created a narrative in your mind that may not even be true. And this is why you have to interrupt the thought. Because here's the truth. You don't have to entertain any thought. Any thought that pops into your head, you can catch that thought. What do I mean by that? Right? Pay attention to the thought. Pay attention to what you're thinking. Look at it for what it is. And when you look at it for what it is, you have the choice to make at that moment. do I agree with this or do I not agree with this? Is there truth behind this? Is this a fact or is this just something that I'm thinking? Because here's what happens. We get attached to our thoughts, right? This is why we over-romanticize something, over-fantasize about something, because we get attached to the thought. We get attached to the past. We get attached to what could be. Instead of living in the present and embracing whatever it is for what it is, right? We get attached to the thought. So you have to interrupt your thought, because when you've been conditioned to think a certain way, that's how you think. When your toxic way of thinking is now something that you've agreed with, it's ingrained in you, right? Guess what? This is why we stay stuck. This is why we are hindered. Now, on the next episode, I'm probably going to talk about holding on to an old version of you, because this is what I've seen from my own experience and from working with clients, right? Is this. Oftentimes, the reason that we are still thinking the way we're thinking is because we're holding on to an old version of who we were, right? And if in this moment, you're feeling disconnected, you're feeling like you're not aligned to who you are, something's not sitting right, it's because there is an old version of you that you're still carrying with you, and you're trying to take this old version into your new season or your present season. That old version of you could be a wounded little girl. That old version of you could be carrying a wound that allows you to look at things in a negative mindset. It gives you permission to not grow in that area, not heal in that area. Now, I know that what I'm saying might be a little harsh, and I don't mean it to be, right? But I'm simply wanting you to understand how serious it is when we don't catch our thoughts, when we continue to have this toxic way of thinking. Because everything starts in the mind, you guys. Everything. Think about the way that you feel. It's a feeling. It rises, it falls, right? But your mind, that's why you need clarity. Because the mind is so powerful. Your thoughts are so powerful. Your thoughts can dictate your decisions. So your thinking has to be healthy, right? It's not just about being emotionally healthy, but also your thinking, your way of viewing things. It has to be healthy if you want to be a healed woman, if you want to walk in healing. I'm going to read you something really quick from my book, Dear Fearless Mujer. You were created for more. If you don't have my book, you can find the link in the show notes, or you can go to Amazon and just type it in, Dear Fearless Mujer, You Were Created for More. All right, so this is page 41. I'm going to skip between two paragraphs. Your thoughts will influence how you choose to live your life. You have the power to tear yourself down with your words or build yourself up with them. You have the power to speak life into yourself. I know the concept of speaking life into yourself can seem weird if you've never lived by that. It can also feel weird if no one spoke life into you growing up. It's hard when no one has nurtured you into the path. It's hard when no one has nurtured you in the past, but here is where you get to step in and do that for yourself. The more you speak life into yourself, you also teach others how to speak life into themselves, and your daughters, nieces, sisters, and cousins need that. Speaking life into yourself will help you renew your mind and fill you with love and gratitude for who you are. Sorry for messing that up. Trying to read and my eyes went somewhere else. I'm going to skip down just a little bit really quick to the bottom of page 41. We don't always take the time to get to know who we are as women or pay attention to our thoughts about ourselves. It is said that the average human has 12,000 to 60,000 thoughts per day. What a difference it would make if you had 60,000 good thoughts about yourself per day. That would be amazing, right? Think about this. When you feel hopeless, shut down, and not good enough, you're not able to make the impact you were put on this earth for. You have been created with a purpose. And when you hold on to negative mindsets, it blindsides you from stepping into what God has purposed for your life. So toxic thoughts equals a negative mindset. And so if you desire to truly be healed, to truly be that healed version of who you are, right? If you desire to move forward, pay attention to your thoughts. If you're struggling with overthinking, girl, pay attention to your thoughts. And the easiest way, it sounds easy, but it is, right? You have to be intentional when you start to reframe or renew the way that you're thinking, the way that you've been used to thinking, right? Or looking at things. You have to be very intentional. When you have a thought and it's negative, how will you even know, right? That's the question. You're going to feel some type of way. Maybe it's anxiety. Maybe it's now you're telling yourself, oh, you're not good enough, or you suck, or whatever it is, right? Something negative. It's always something negative. In that moment, you can ask yourself, why am I feeling like this? Or why am I saying that? And that's when you can check your thought. And now you can say, wait, is this even true? Is this true? And if you're, you know, a woman of faith, you can go to the Word of God and look at that. Does God say that about me? Or is this true about me? What in my life have I done that says the opposite of me not being a good enough or me being unworthy? I hope that's making some sense, right? And I know this is a lot that I dived into. I really think I'm going to end up doing a part two of this, because your negative mindset, it's going to hinder you from a lot. That old version of you, it's going to stop you from moving forward. So, hey, amiga, I hope this episode helped you. I hope it blessed you and inspired you. Please go share this with your amigas. Like I said in the beginning, please go follow the backup account for the Fearless Mujer. It is at Fearless Mujer. You can still DM me at the Fearless Mujer podcast, or both, whichever. I do have 5 weeks of an introductory coaching package. This is for you to really, if you want to dive into like toxic thoughts, if you feel that you need some healing, you need to grow in some areas, maybe you believe there's something that's holding you back, leaving you stuck, you're lacking confidence, girl, hit me up, DM me. I'd love to tell you more about the 5-week introductory coaching package. This is perfect if you want to get your feet wet when it comes to working with a coach. Hey, God bless you, amiga. Have a wonderful week. Hey, Mujer, if this episode encouraged you, inspired you, and pumped you up, let your homegirls know that you're listening to the Fearless Mujer podcast. Go share this to your Instagram stories and tag the Fearless Mujer podcast. Let your primas know that this is your favorite podcast. Text them the link. Let them know that there is a space for them to be empowered and inspired. And hey, more than anything, thank you so much for being part of this Cafecito chat. Make sure that you leave a review on Apple, because that means the world to me, knowing that this episode empowered you and inspired you. And hey, God bless you.